This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. I have a gentleman with me who worked with me years ago in the county legislature when I was a county legislator, and he was my chief of staff, and he did superb work, so we're glad to have him back. He's got a few gray hair after 20 years, but he's just as handsome and gifted. Jeffrey Zeplowitz. He's the new executive director of the Lancaster DePew Elma Chamber of Commerce. He was born and raised in Williamsville, New York, and is a graduate of Buffalo State College, along with time at UConn's School of Public Policy. He had worked in state and local government for almost 30 years, first as a legislative staffer in the New York State Assembly, and then later as the elected Amherst Town Clerk. He's also a small business owner and understands the trials and tribulations of running a business here in Western New York. Let's first talk about the Lancaster DePew Elma Chamber of Commerce. What is that all about, Jeffrey Zeplowitz?
Thank you, Brian. Thanks for having me on your radio show. I appreciate it. So the Lancaster DePew Elma Chamber of Commerce is made up of the Town of Lancaster, Village of Lancaster, Village of DePew, and the Town of Elma. And right now in Lancaster, in the Village, a lot of exciting things going on. We're in a bit of a renaissance with a new construction, a new building on West Main Street, with a lot of new businesses coming into the Village. In the last month, in June, we've had five ribbon cuttings and grand openings. Big Papa's Creamery, which is a homemade ice cream business. Papa Grande's, which just opened on Friday, or I should say we had our grand opening for them on Friday. They have another location here in Amherst as well. We have a non-alcoholic beverage a drink business that's going to be holding their grand opening soon. So a lot of exciting stuff going on in the Village and within the district.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about your education. Now, I understand you studied with the University of Connecticut School of Public Policy. I was just in Connecticut last weekend with the St. Thomas More Prep School. And tell us about what the UConn School of Public Policy is all about and what you learned from that.
So I took classes there specifically in survey research, polling, whether it be through the telephone or a computer and that type of thing. So the A to Z on how to put together a survey, you know, how to eliminate any kind of survey bias within that poll, and just different things that you need to be wary of when you're creating the poll, but also the margin of error where issues arise from the very beginning when you're constructing a survey and programming it, and when the callers make the calls, when you're looking at the data. So every little step along that way, you know, certain things have to be accounted for, and that's kind of where you get the margin of error. And we're also, it's just the whole process of doing a poll, and I learned a lot from those classes, and it's something I use in my small business.
Well, you worked with your father and did a lot of polling, and your father, Barry Zeplowitz, is a true professional in polling and marketing and research. So you probably learned a great deal from your dad.
Yes, I did. He's been in the polling business, I think, for about 40 years now, and has done stuff all over the country, and presidential candidates and governors and senators and congressmen, and all the way down to the town clerk. So he's done it all.
Yeah, very fine, gifted man. Let's talk about your with the chamber for the Lancaster DePew Elma Chamber of Commerce, how support from like-minded people can help you find success. How can this chamber help a small business in Lancaster, DePue, and Alma?
Sure. The great thing about joining our chamber specifically is we have a lot of exciting new things coming up. Again, I talked about the Renaissance going on in Lancaster, but when a business joins our chamber, right off the bat, we do a ribbon cutting and a grand opening for them, and that's, you know, where those big scissors that everybody knows about and likes to see. That's what we use during that. So we do the grand opening ribbon cutting, and then from there, that business can take advantage of the many resources and the many things that we offer. So every Wednesday, we hold an early morning breakfast at the Olive Tree in Lancaster. And we have a lot of our new members, a lot of our older members that come. And sometimes they want to talk about their business. Sometimes it's just, you know, doing a little chatting. It's a very informal, but it's kind of like a family we have each week with the individuals that come in. Every Thursday, I think it's the third Thursday of every month, we have a Women in Business event at a local business within our district, within Lancaster, DePue, or Alma. And we have a guest speaker, literally a woman in business, who will come in and talk about her business. We also hold different networking open houses and after hours. We're looking to do a mixer with the Lancaster Rotary in our chamber and have it at one of our chamber's businesses, perhaps one of the newer ones that's opening. We just had a yoga studio that opened up. It's really beautiful inside and beautiful floors and ceiling, and all the walls are decorated. So it would be a very nice venue to have our event. Also, I think there's a bit of credibility when a business joins the chamber. Right off the bat, the chamber has an association with being part of the community, that business. So, when that new business joins, they'll receive a sticker that they'll put on the front of their door, and it shows to the community that they're a member of the community and they're a member of our chamber, and it goes a long way, I think.
If somebody is living and working with a business in Lancaster, DePue, and Alma, and they'd like to join the Chamber of Commerce, where is the website, the phone, the email? How can they engage with you, Jeffrey Zeplowitz, as Executive Director?
So I will give our phone number. It's 681-9755, and our website is very easy. It's info@wnychamber.com. So it's a very simple email.
Why don't you repeat that again if somebody's reaching for a pen?
It's info@WNYChamber.com, and it's again 681-9755. So you could call or email, and we'll get back to you right away, and we'll get you going and joining the chamber. Now, when a business does join a chamber, it's based on either the number of employees, or if they're a new business. If they're a new business, it's only $99 for the first year. If they're a nonprofit, then it's $100. So it doesn't matter how large the nonprofit is. And we are, the chamber itself is a nonprofit as well.
Very good. We urge all of our listeners who have businesses in Lancaster, DePue, and Alma to join the Chamber of Commerce. Our guest today is the Executive Director, Jeffrey Zeplowitz. Their slogan is Building a Better Community in Lancaster, DePue, and Alma. If you're listening in Lancaster or Toronto or Manhattan, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk of the Rusk Report at the Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. Thank you to those who called regarding our recent guest, author and former ambassador to the Vatican, Francis Rooney, Jack O'Donnell, a political lobbyist and consultant, and Bob McLaughlin, president of Touchstone Resorts in Muskoka, Ontario. A little bit more information about Jeffrey Zeplowitz. He's a member of the Rotary Club of Williamsville, Notre Dame Club of Buffalo, West New York, the Forum Club, vice chair, Town of Amherst Committee on Disabilities in Amherst Lodge, 981 FAM. Our guest today, Jeffrey Zeppelitz, Executive Director, Lancaster DePew Alma Chamber of Commerce. Let's talk a little bit about the chamber and how this can be an untapped resource for a business. How can it help a local business to join?
So, again, as I mentioned before, when business first joins, we have the ribbon cutting and the grand opening, and then kind of we just kind of run out of the gate from there. So every week we put out a newsletter with, and I'm talking a very slick, colored electronic newsletter, not a paper one that gets sent to people in the mail. So every week on a Monday, our members and subscribers and government leaders receive this newsletter, and it talks about the goings-on within the chamber, different events we've held, with pictures and captions and that type of thing. So we have that avenue, but we also have our social media, our LinkedIn and Facebook and Instagram, which is very successful. So when we have these new businesses come in, or when they have some kind of event or they want to promote something, we will post that stuff online. Now, we just got done in May. We had a very successful banquet that awarded different awards to different businesses within our chamber. We had a great golf tournament recently, last week, at Fox Valley in Lancaster, and we had close to 100 golfers play. It was very nice. A lot of support from our members who brought in baskets and raffles and gift certificates and gift cards and that type of thing. So it was a very good event. Our big event, though, coming up in September, September 13th, is our big wine walk. And what that is we have the area businesses in the village of Lancaster basically open up their doors, and we serve glasses of wine that people would buy ahead of time, and they would go from business to business trying and sampling different wines from the area. I'm also trying to reach out to our Canadian friends and see if we can get some wine from some of the wineries on Niagara and the Lake, perhaps the Hudson Valley and the Long Island and the Finger Lakes. So I'd like to open that up a little bit and try to bring in some of our other Canadian New York friends. But so each person would purchase this glass and then go and try some area wine, and then they would go and shop and see all the different things that these businesses have. Right next to ours, our office, we have Lily Mead, which is, I believe they have mead wine there, among other beverages. But right next to them is a very interesting retail environment. There's a toy store that is there, and within that toy store, there's an olive oil shop that is using part of the store's in the front of the store, and they're selling their olive oil. So it's a very interesting take on retail now in 2025.
Our guest today is Jeffrey Zeppelitz, Executive Director of the Lancaster DePew Alma Chamber of Commerce. A little plug here. For over 60 years, the Ampol Legal has been Polonia's newspaper, providing readers with news, feature articles, great columns, and recipes. Get this community newspaper delivered to your home or business each week for less than 70 cents. Visit the website www.ampoleagle.com and click on the subscribe menu to order a print or digital edition. That's www.ampoleagle.com or call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 for the Ampol Eagle newspaper. And next week, we have a very famous man coming on the program, John Kotsimatidis. He owns United Refining, the Grustidis grocery store chain, New York City. We're going to be talking about this potential man being elected mayor of New York City who wants to take over the grocery outlets for free food, Mamdani. So there's a lot of talk of Kotsimatidis selling his 43 grocery stores in the New York City area. A terrible situation. So stay tuned to the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. Let's talk a little bit about your work in the State Assembly as a staffer for many years, what you learned from that, and how that is helping you in your position as Executive Director of the Lancaster DePew Alma Chamber of Commerce. Jeffrey Zeplowitz.
So I spent close to, I think, 23 or 24 years as a staffer in the New York State Assembly, the Assembly Minority. And I learned a great deal there. I spent most of that time in Albany in the Legislative Office Building in the Capitol. That's actually where I met my wife as well. And she was interning in one of the members' offices. During my time, I learned how to introduce legislation and how to run an office and how to do the bill calendar, meeting with people from the district, advocates, how to construct a proper letter to a constituent back in the district. Many different things I learned, and when I was a town clerk, I learned even more, coming up with different initiative and different events and things to promote the office and to make the town of Amherst money. Now, as I mentioned before, a lot of the benefits that the chamber offers, one of those other things is, I guess, which is not on the benefits page in our new directory, which is coming out in a few weeks, but using my time in government, I understand how the local governments within our district, the congressional member, the state assembly member and Senate, you know, how they interact with the chamber. And, you know, perhaps there's an issue that's important to our chamber members that can be brought up with those local officials. And I kind of look at one of the benefits is kind of acting as an advocate for our chamber members. So that's, I think, all these different things I learned in the state assembly as a town clerk, with you in the county legislature, Brian. So I learned a lot during that time frame. So it's priceless.
And I'd like to mention that when Jeffrey Zeplowitz was my chief of staff 20 years ago, he was very good at constituent matters, which probably helps him in his work when people came in, had a problem with the county road or sewer or business located at some location needing assistance. And he was very good at bill drafting also. So hopefully that experience helped you to propel to where you are today as Executive Director of the Lancaster DePew Alma Chamber of Commerce. If you're listening in Alma or Montreal or Washington, D.C., drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. This station has received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. So we'd like to hear from you listening to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power. A little more information about Jeffrey Zeplowitz. He is most proud of the work he did for the Museum of Disability History, where he and his wife, Katrina, raised almost $20,000 in addition to securing various Hollywood memorabilia related to the disability field. Very gifted executive director of the Lancaster DePew Alma Chamber of Commerce. Again, a phone number or email address for people to join and get active with the chamber. Jeffrey?
So again, the number is 681-9755, and the email address is info@wnychamber.com.
Very good. We urge all of our listeners to get involved with the Lancaster DePew Alma Chamber of Commerce. Let's talk a little bit more about how you help the interest of small businesses in the local area. I'm not talking about businesses with 500 people, but 5 or 10 people working at a store. How do you help that?
So, as a new director here at the chamber, I like to look at each business coming in. So We had a grand opening at Papa Grande's on Friday, which is a Tex-Mex restaurant. And they had a radio station, I think it was WYRK that came, and had a party after the grand opening. But they're very popular, and they have a beautiful, beautiful deck to the left of the to the left of the restaurant, and many people out there. The food was excellent. My wife and I and my son had dinner there. The shrimp fajita was great.
And what street is this on?
This is on West Main.
Okay.
Right in where the new building went up. Glasgow Management, they own the building. So that's a little bit of a larger business. They probably have maybe, I don't know, 20 or 30 people that work there. But then earlier in last week, we had a grand opening at a, I'll call it a catch-all type of store. It's called Ultra Pack and Ship. And we had a ribbon cut in there and a grand opening, but they are in the Transit and Lawson Plaza right next to Wegmans, right across from Chick-fil-A on Transit and Lawson. But I think the problem is a lot of people don't know they're there. And it's a great store because not only do they do shipping and receiving, you know, you can USPS and UPS and FedEx, but you can also get fingerprints done there. You can send a fax. They sell shipping supplies. If you need a picture for a passport, they do that. They do a lot of different things, notary services. So it's a kind of a catch-all business, but the fact that people don't know it's there, and also you don't tend to go to a business like that unless you need something. You're not really going to be going into the business to just kind of look around. It's not that type of business. It's not like a dress shop or a bookshop where you would look around and purchase something. This is kind of like a plumber. You don't call a plumber until you need it when your bathrooms are backed up. So it's that type of business. So I made a point of putting all the different services that they offer when I posted on our social media or when I did our newsletter. I wanted everyone to know all the services they did there just to help them out. And they're a very small business. I think they maybe have only about five actually probably less than five employees, including the owner. So it's a great business. And, you know, if you need those type of services, you should stop by there in Transit and Lawson.
Very good. We're speaking with the Executive Director of the Lancaster Dubuque Alma Chamber of Commerce, Jeffrey Zeppelowitz. Now, you're a member of the Rotary Club in Williamsville, which is probably the largest club in Amherst, New York. Let's talk a little bit about your relationship with them and how it helps you in your work in charge of the Chamber for Lancaster Dubuque Alma.
So the thing I like about the Rotary, first of all, I like the president and vice president, Richard Wodowitz and Diane Wodowitz. They run a great organization. We just had a new member event. I think we brought in at least one or two people for new members. But I like because it's a business group, just like the Rotary, excuse me, just like the Chamber is, and you get to meet different people that had joined the Rotary some, you know, 30 or 40 years ago, and the different businesses that they ran, or we have, you know, lawyers in our organization. We had a owner of a medical nursing home, I believe, who owned that some years back. So we have a lot of interesting people, and we meet at the Eagle House for our weekly dinner, and it's a very nice event. So it's a great networking. Same with the Forum Club group that I'm in and the Masonic group that I am also in. It's also on Main Street as well. Great organizations.
Wonderful. Let's talk a little bit about the Lancaster Dubuque Alma Chamber of Commerce with activities and hosting events to lobbying local representatives to charitable works for the betterment of the community. Let's talk about these different scopes, Jeffrey.
So I don't know if I use that word lobby because you know, we don't lobby on behalf of our businesses. I think a better word is if there was some issue of concern that some businesses had or a particular industry, then you know, perhaps we could work with our local officials and seek information and help these businesses achieve what they're trying to do. So I think that's a better term. We also offer different educational things where some of these businesses could attend events and learn about specific things. On our newsletter, we have a link to the Speaker of the State Assembly to their grants information page. So if there's an area, a business within Lancaster, DePue, or Elma that's looking to try to secure a grant, either a federal, a state, or a private grant, they can click on that newsletter if they're members of the chamber and click on that thing, and that will bring them right to the speaker's grant information section, and they can look around and see if anything is appropriate for them.
We have about a minute left. Let's just talking about with the Lancaster DePue Elma Chamber meeting with local business owners and networking. Let's talk about how that can help a business.
So again, as I mentioned earlier, we have a lot of networking events. That's a big part of why a chamber is around. We offer, as I said, the weekly breakfasts. We have roundtables. We have our Women in Business event. And sometimes we have an after-hours event where our board members and members of our chamber and then members of that particular business. So recently we held a after-hours event at Good Neighbors Credit Union, which is on Broadway in Lancaster. And we had, I don't know, maybe 10 or 15 people attend, and that business supplied the food, and we were able to hear all about Good Neighbors and what they do there. I believe they're a federal credit union, so we heard about, you know, what the rates are on CDs and, you know, opening a checking or savings account. And I didn't know this, but in some schools within, I think in Lancaster and DePue, they actually have a bank location where students can go in.
I didn't know that, but I'm sorry. We have run out of time. We've learned a great deal from Jeffrey Zeplowitz, Executive Director, Lancaster DePue Elma Chamber of Commerce. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, our Director of Production for the last 20 years. And thank you for teaching us so much about your chamber, Jeffrey Zeplowitz. Have a great week.
Thank you, Brent.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.